Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, December 26, marks the celebration of St. Stephen's martyrdom, a striking contrast to the peaceful message of Christmas Day. Acts chapter 6 tells us, Stephen was filled with grace and power and began to work miracles and great signs among the people. But then certain Jews argued with Stephen, but they could not get the better of him because of his wisdom and because it was the Spirit that prompted what he said. They were infuriated when they heard all that he had to say, and they ground their teeth at him. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at God's right hand. And he said, I can see heaven thrown open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of the power of God. At this, all the members of the council shouted, stopped their ears with their hands, and they rushed at him and drove him out of the city and stoned him to death. And Stephen knelt down and cried aloud, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And with these words, he fell asleep. I have always found it striking, like a dissonant note, that we celebrate Christmas with the angels proclaiming peace on earth, and we adore the helpless little vulnerable baby in the manger. And then the very next day, we turn our focus to the violent martyrdom of St. Stephen. Why does the church put these two back to back? And how can the baby Jesus and the sacrifice of martyrdom be so closely linked? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Christmas and the martyrdom of St. Stephen are joined together by love. The virtue of love is the choice to do some good for someone, be it yourself or someone else. But if we only do good for ourselves, well, then we're just selfish. For love to be complete, we must at times sacrifice what we want for the good of the other. This is why love by necessity includes sacrifice. In fact, if there is no sacrifice, there is no love. St. Maximilian Kolbe said, "Love lives and is nourished by sacrifice. There is no love without sacrifice." Simply stated, for love to be love, it will cost you something. It cost Stephen his life precisely because he loved. God is love, and his love for us is expressed most vividly at three moments. At Christmas, when the Son of God became really small, so that we could become something really great, sons and daughters of God. And then at Calvary, when we had spurned the love of God by our ingratitude, pride, and disobedience, yet he took up his cross and gave his life out of love for us. And finally, every time he gives himself to us in what appears to be lowly bread and wine. He does all this, even though there is nothing for him to personally gain and much for him to personally give. It all comes at the price of sacrifice, for that is love. In Christ, we see that love is both selfless and it involves sacrifice. But we also see this in the saints, and Stephen is one of the first, and that's why we have the feast of his martyrdom the day after we celebrate the coming of Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The sacrificial love of Christ is shown to us in three powerful ways that we must imitate. First, Jesus forgave. Remember, the entire human race got itself into an unsolvable mess when we, in our ingratitude, pride, and rebellious disobedience, turned against God, became slaves to the devil, sin, and death. And it was our own fault. We did it. We have no one to blame but ourselves, and we did not deserve to be saved. God did not owe it to us, but he did it anyway. He went way out of his way and became human, and then suffered and died for us. And just before he did, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." So if we want to show some gratitude to Jesus, some love for him, after all that he's done for us, then we will forgive. We will forgive and help the person in our life who has hurt us, or the person who time and time again has, by their own stupid choices and irresponsibility, made a mess out of their own life. We will still forgive them, be there for them, and help them. Stephen, the first martyr, followed our Lord's example. As he was being murdered, he forgave them. So, who do you need to forgive or to help, even though they don't deserve it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second way that Jesus sacrificed for us was that he spent time with those who were difficult. And that was a sacrifice. We say time is money. In many ways, our time is our most precious commodity because our time is our time. So if love is to do some good for someone and it involves sacrifice, then give of yourself by giving someone your time. Jesus and Stephen were killed by those around them. And there are people praying the rosary with us right now who live in countries where martyrdom is a real possibility. Now, you and I probably don't face being killed physically, yet there are people in our lives that we probably feel like spending time with them is killing us. There are people in our life who are, well, they're difficult or boring or painful to be with. Spend time with them anyway. Why? Because that is how Christ loved. Imagine being God and then having to spend all those years wandering around Israel with a bunch of guys who were totally clueless, and one of them whom you know will sell you to your own death. But that's what he did. He spent time with them. So, who is the person that you find hard to give your time to? Maybe a spouse or an elderly parent or a son or daughter who's made a mess out of their lives, or a sibling or a co-worker. Make a sacrifice of love and give your time to them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The final expression of sacrificial love is the acceptance of what you can't change. And that's probably the most difficult. Jesus accepted out of love what he couldn't change. And in so doing, he saved the world. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus asked the Father to remove the cup of suffering. But it was the will of God that Jesus offer his life for us on the cross. So Jesus accepted what he couldn't change. He said, "My Father, if this cup cannot pass by without my drinking it, your will be done." And likewise, Saint Stephen could have run away. He could have denied Christ and saved his life, but instead, he accepted what he could not change, and he offered it up for the salvation of his murderers. One of the greatest ways we can show our love for God and help him save souls especially our loved ones who are far away from Christ and the church, is to accept and offer up what we did not choose, do not like, cannot change, and maybe the hardest part, what we cannot understand. We get a lot of those opportunities every day. Let's not waste them. Let's give the sacrifice of love and accept. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I have a question for you.
Oh.
Or it might be two questions, or one question with two parts.
Oh, no. It's like those tests where they say, don't worry, it will only be one question, and the answer has to be 1,600 words.
It won't be that long. Out of those three, which one of those do you find most hard? To forgive, to spend time with those who are difficult, or to accept what you can't change? Or maybe you were thinking of another way, that a fourth way, that love in the form of sacrifice is hard.
I don't have a profound answer to the last part. I suppose I would find the most difficult thing to be forgive, because I find it easy to spend time with people you wouldn't want to spend time with, because you can focus on different things. And usually there's a lot of good in people, even if it's really hard to see. And that's still a little difficult, but that's very logical. But when you don't feel forgiveness, and we've spoken about this before on the podcast, it's very difficult when it feels justified. When my logic tells me otherwise, then it's very difficult to feel. When you don't feel and you don't have the logic and it feels justified, it's very hard to forgive.
Yeah.
And I'm getting to a very good place with it. I will say I feel pretty at peace with all three of those things now, but there's, I'd still say that one's the most difficult.
Getting over the feeling
mm-hmm.
so that you can make the choice to forgive, is that what you're saying?
I think it's easier to correct your feelings when it comes to spending time with people that you wouldn't otherwise want to. But forgiveness.
So how are you making the leap?
Well, it's hard to say because in some of my greatest battles and struggles for forgiveness, just one day it was gone. Like one day the resentment, I mean, was gone, which makes life very easy. And I think that's a gift from God. Obviously, I think it did take a lot of willpower and struggle in the first place and a lot of actions. But I think often when it comes to forgiveness and resentment, there's usually actually a wound somewhere entirely different and something separate from that that you need to battle. And once you battle that, you'll just go back and you'll be like, why was that resentment there? Even if it was entirely justified, often resentment, I don't think, is actually that tied to the actual person or actions, but something that we still have to struggle with or a dissonance within ourselves.
Ah, that's a good insight. That if we're struggling with unforgiveness or resentment, maybe we should ask ourselves or reflect on our own life. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good insight. I still think it's very important for us always to remember that forgiveness is a choice, and you can make a choice even if you don't feel like it.
Mm-hmm. And the conclusion we came to last time we discussed this seemed to be, above all else, you cannot wish the misfortune of another.
Yes.
And that's often where the lack of forgiveness materializes.
Yes.
You shouldn't be happy when they fall. You certainly shouldn't be an agent in their misfortune.
Well, and that's the great virtue of goodwill. The virtue of goodwill. Goodwill is to make the choice to think well of others,
mm-hmm.
to do good for them, to speak well of them, no matter what. That's a choice.
And I'd say, well, if you've seen Bambi, it's similar to this. As Thumper would say, if you can't say, what is it? You can't say anything good, don't say anything at all. But if you're always struggling with thinking terribly of someone, first start by stop thinking about them so much. I feel like, we make mountains out of molehills, but we think about things too much and we let it consume us.
Yes.
And start by just putting the fire out. Just, you don't need to think of it every waking hour. And it'll trouble you less and less the less often you think of it. And then the few times that it crosses your mind, it can be something small that you just offer to God.
Yeah, that's good. For me, it's the third one, accepting what you can't change. My nature is I'm a fighter,
mm-hmm.
and my first response is anger and just, no matter what, just smash through it. But you can't smash through things you can't change.
That's true. There are some things that will smash us before we can smash through them.
Yeah, that's the one I have to work on. Just accepting what I can't change. And for me, I have to really practice it in the small things. And for me, the best way is to thank God in those things I can't change.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like it. I hate it. What I feel is anger.
Yeah.
But if I make the choice to thank God for it.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the choice, the action, will start to change the feeling. This is the key. The choice and the action will begin to change the feeling. But when we just focus on the feeling, it gets more and more concrete and unchangeable.
Yeah, yeah.
So, for all of you entering into our conversation. What is it for you? The difficulty to forgive, to spend time with those who are difficult, or to accept what you can't change. But make the choice, and your feelings will change. Well, thanks for the conversation. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.